Hello, everyone. Today we will be continuing our series on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos with the fifth mitzvah, the mitzvah of tefillah, the mitzvah of praying to God. Interestingly, this is actually a big debate amongst the medieval scholars whether there is in fact a biblical mitzvah to daven. The Ramban believes that there is no biblical mitzvah to daven on a regular day, perhaps when there is a Ace Tzara, a time of intense pain or intense danger or intense need. Another time when the Ramban considers the mitzvah of prayer to be a biblical one is on Yom Tov, or perhaps Shabbos even. But on a normal day, the Ramban believes that it is only a rabbinic mitzvah. The Rambam disagrees and believes that it is a biblical mitzvah to daven every single day. The amount of times and the specific points in the day that we daven are rabbinic, but the notion of praying to God each day, the Rambam believes, is a biblical commandment. The source for it is quite interesting, because the Torah never actually explicitly says that there is a mitzvah to daven. Rather, the source for the Rambam is a pasuk in Shmos. The pasuk in Shmos says, "Va'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem." You should serve Hashem, your God. Now, that doesn't say that you should pray, but the Medrash says that avoda, the word for service, is actually a reference here to prayer. Prayer is defined as a service. It is known as avoda shebelev, worship of the heart. And so when the Torah says you should serve God, it doesn't only mean in the general sense, but it also means in the specific sense of prayer. Because of that, the Rambam doesn't actually count the mitzvah of tefillah as a mitzvah to daven. Rather, the Rambam describes the mitzvah as to serve God by praying. The mitzvah is to serve Hashem with the act of tefillah. With this characterization in mind, we can actually understand a little bit better why the Rambam lists tefillah as one of the first mitzvos. All of the other mitzvos that we've covered up until this point, such as believing in God, believing in the unity of God, loving God, fearing God, all have to do with a very fundamental way that we relate to God and understand God. Tefillah, as important as it is, does not need to fit that description. We ask Hashem for things during davening, and that doesn't necessarily dictate the fundamental relationship we have with God. Nevertheless, the Rambam says that tefillah actually is the archetype of service. Tefillah is not just an opportunity to ask Hashem for things, even though that's very important, but rather tefillah serves as the quintessential type of service that is so central to defining our relationship to Hashem, and therefore the Rambam counts it as one of the first mitzvos in the Torah. Now, we still need to understand why tefillah serves as the archetype of divine service. Why does the Rambam count the mitzvah of serving God as the mitzvah of serving God through prayer specifically? My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig proposed two answers that are not mutually exclusive. In fact, they work hand in hand to try to understand why tefillah is the quintessential form of service to God. Rav Rosenzweig pointed out that according to the Rambam, the obligation of prayer is, according to the Rambam, is biblical not only in the act of prayer, but also in the structure of how we daven to Hashem. Now, while the text of Shmona Esrei was composed by the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, by the men of the Great Assembly, hundreds and hundreds of years after the Torah was given at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, the broad format of tefillah, the Rambam believes, is actually a biblical obligation. First, we praise God, we extol the glory of God, we then ask Hashem for things, and then we conclude by praising and thanking Hashem for all that he's done for us. That structure of praise, asking, thanking, the Rambam believes, is biblical. Why should that be? Why is the format so intrinsic to the mitzvah of tefillah? So, Rav Rosenzweig argued that this format allows us to assess and kind of take stock of who we are and the need that we have for Hashem. It allows us to understand that we need Hashem in our lives. It shows that we depend on Hashem. But in addition to that, it also affords us the opportunity to look inwards and for us to take stock of our lives, of our priorities, of where we are in life and where we see ourselves, where we want to be, where we should be, where we are now, where we could be. And it's that sort of introspection that makes tefillah so important. So Rav Rosenzweig believes that the role of tefillah as a divine service is twofold. The first is that it allows us and gives us the opportunity to reflect on our relationship with Hashem, how much we need him, how much kindness he does for us. But in addition to that, it also allows us to focus on ourselves and for us to do introspection, to focus on where we are, where we want to be, and how to get there. That is what divine service is. That is what avoda represents. It's both forming a relationship with Hashem and getting in touch with ourselves as well. Therefore, tefillah, prayer, is the quintessential form of avoda. And that is why the Rambam counts it as one of the first mitzvos that is so fundamental in defining our relationship with Hashem. Have a wonderful week.